So, La, how are you?
I'm freezing my ass off, La.
As I am up here, but you know, up here I get a little bit of heat from the lack of heat down below.
No, I tried to adjust the window that I had taped with the blankets and everything, and then the duct tape came unstuck. So now, until I can fix it, and I had to stop everything for this wonderful podcast, but I had to stop everything, and until I can fix it, I'm gonna have a just an ice cold breeze blowing into this room, and I'm freezing. Freezing law. What are we going to
Well,
do? I can't go through winter like this again.
I guess you can move up here if you want to, if we trust the beams. I mean, I can't stop you from coming up here. It's not as bad, but it's still freaking cold up here.
Well,
And I'm in the
that
closet, and
is.
that's the warmest room in the apartment, so.
Imagine the two of us huddled in the closet, and that's the way they find us in like a million years from now, some artifact, and these two die in each other's arms.
But at least we would be down to our ideal weight, right, La? I mean, let's face it,
What,
just
a
bones.
million years from now?
Yeah, just bones and dust.
Is bones and dust? Yep.
They couldn't shame
Schenectady
us.
artifact. And we're
They
the
could.
representatives of the typical Schenectodian.
It's
Schenectadian.
typical Canadian. No money. Lived in
Oh,
squalor and was significantly overweight.
let's start the show. I am literally freezing. My
All right,
toes are blue. All right.
I've got to get a sweatshirt at some point. All right, welcome everyone to episode 5 it is of season 3 of the Half Alive podcast.
We're the Law and Law Brothers. My name is Law.
And my name is Law.
We're 60-year-old twins with more than a few career, financial, mental health, and size challenges.
Our podcast is for people like us, people in the arts who tried and failed to make a living doing what we love. My brother as an actor in LA, and me as a writer in New York City.
Now we live in a condemned and forgotten house in Schenectady, New York, freezing to death and spiraling into financial ruin. But somehow, maybe some weeks more than others, but somehow we're still making fart art.
Too bad we can't use
I'm
that
trying
art.
for the smart humor today,
Oh,
Law.
you always go for highbrow humor, don't you, La? I wish we could do something with our art. Like, we might have to burn things off the wall in order to stay warm this summer, this winter rather.
I
It's
guess.
getting bad. Anyways, we are stubbornly making sure our final act, and we're post 60, so our final act includes at least the tiniest bit of joy of creation. So what should we talk about, La? We don't have a guest this week.
Well, I mean, I have an announcement
Oh,
to
tell.
make. I've been thinking as I've been sitting here freezing,
Yes.
La, what if we just pack everything up? We would have to figure out a way to pay the rents out there. What if we both move to California? You've never lived there. We don't like New York City is out, but what if we both went back? You could be my manager. I maybe now that I'm old, I grew into my looks like they told me when I first arrived in Hollywood and was young, 18 years old, and they said, you're never gonna work till you're old and you grow into your looks, whatever that meant. But now I'm old. Maybe I've grown into my looks and we could actually make a go of it out there.
That's a good idea. And I kind of look like a manager, right? I look kind of skeezy and untrustworthy and shady. So I could probably do it. But wow, where would we live? We'd have to live in a refrigerator box on the beach.
That's the problem. Because even now, if we didn't have this place, where would we live?
Exactly. I mean, we're not paying taxes on it now because it's off the tax rolls because it's condemned. But, you know, I don't
Well,
know. We could find
you wouldn't
it.
be.
We can find a real estate agent to tell them that our we would like something similar in Malibu.
We could just say that our fortune hasn't quite come in yet, but we're expecting a big check from Nigeria. Day now, dears.
You
I've got
imagine?
the email right here to prove
Oh, let me
that we
call.
have a fortune coming.
Oh, we find a real estate agent out there who sells like $30 million houses. Like something in the $200 a month range.
You looking for a squatter who actually can't squat because he can't
Wait
get
a
up if he
minute.
squats?
Wait
What?
a minute. What about that? What about like we could be like groundskeepers or cooks or cleaners or something and like live in the shed in the back or something like that, right? That's
I like
probably
that idea. That's a great idea.
I mean people do that.
Let's do it, Lon. Well, I'll talk to my people and have them put the word out.
Please do, La.
In fact, I'll just shout out through this window, this open window blowing in my face. We
La.
want to, the Law Brothers want to move to California to start over. Who's with us?
We're going to be the oldest Cabana boys on the
No, but
planet.
I thought we've done everything we can do here in Schenectady.
We
And
have.
Albany is it is and Albany's so far away by bus and walking. We just need to move our operations back to where we actually have a chance. Oh,
La,
wait a minute.
but
What?
go ahead.
I think I'm missing the point of our whole podcast, Law.
What's that?
It was all about giving up and not looking forward to the arts to make a living. And here I am dreaming again. Let's go to California and make a fresh start. It's all about staying where you are and doing art for art's sake,
But it's so
right?
cold, La. It's so cold. Is it cold in
Even,
California?
well, not like this cold. I never put the heat on at all when I was in California. All winter.
One
Love
of the
it. I
apartments
miss
that I
it.
lived in New York City, I lived like with a number of different people over the years that I was there, and there was this a radiator, remember those? And it was just broiling hot all the time. It was wonderful. It was like being in a sauna. I should have taken that with me when I got thrown out of that apartment. Oh well.
You take the radiators with you that are connected to the hot water in the building, and they're still going to work.
And bring them to Schenectady on the
I
train.
saved my radio, and now my ra what is a radiator? Now we have free heat. Here, plug it in. Wait a minute. There's no plug in this thing. I lug this thing all the way from New York City on my back
And
for
I'm facing
nothing.
felony charges for nothing.
Oh, la.
Oh,
I
law,
don't
what are we
know.
going to do?
Maybe we should be grateful that we have this place to live in, because it's seriously life. We can't afford to live here. I guess we couldn't afford to live anywhere else.
No, I mean, maybe we need to go to jail, law. I mean, you do get free room and board, right?
I'd have to go to a woman's prison.
And we could do like the arts in jail. We could be the people who put on the plays for the
Like
killers.
springtime, what is the
Springtime.
Mel Brooks movie when they start selling shares to their show in prison
Oh, the
after
producers. Yeah,
the
that's a good
producers?
idea. Running, getting beaten to death by the other
I
inmates.
think,
Oh,
I don't
well.
know, men prisons are a little too tough for me. I would fold so easily. I'd
You
be
know, Law,
terrified.
maybe we need to write something though, like look for some online publication that'll actually pay us a little bit of money to talk about how we're the gays with no money. You know, how they're always projected in the media as having tons of money and being nicely dressed, and nowadays they're having kids and they're both lawyers, or one's a lawyer, one's a doctor, and you and I are just desperately, desperately poor, and you
Law,
know.
we missed the boat in so many areas.
But there's got to
I
be
mean, we're
others
not.
like us. There's got to be other poor gay guys. It can't be, you
With
know.
our family history?
Well, no, not with our family history. I wouldn't wish that on any poor person, but I'm just thinking
You,
about, you know,
something
that
you said,
demographic.
I don't know if there is a demographic that is us. Something you said when we were first starting, before we actually started the show, when we were talking about starting the show, you said something about burning or something like that. And I was upstairs in the middle apartment recently. Do you remember when Grandma beat the hell out of us with a hot pot that had, we had tried to make popcorn and we fucking exploded it and it went up into the ceiling? There's a big burn mark that's still there on the
Right.
ceiling.
And all those
Yeah,
little
so.
popcorn things like got caught in the, you know, like embedded in the ceiling.
Yes.
Oil
Yeah.
everywhere.
So who has our history? Who has our
Well,
history?
yeah, but you're making a mistake though. You're saying that they have to be exactly like us. I'm saying poor gay guys. There's got to be a ton of them out there, no matter. I mean, they're probably not, you know, as hideous as we are looking, and they're probably not, you know, they haven't had the terrible lives that we've had, but they're poor. And I think we could, that's an angle that we could get somebody to write about. Me, I'll call the New York Times tomorrow.
Well, in fact, let's get him on the line right now and be fun for our listeners. Hello,
Hello.
is this the New York Times? Let's do it. Okay. Ring, ring,
Hello.
ring. No, you're making the call. I work for the New York Times. All right.
Oh,
Make
zik
it.
ding, zik ding, zik ding. Well, they won't
Hello,
answer.
New York. Okay, they won't answer. Wait, do it again.
Zik ding, zik ding, zik ding. That's a rotary phone. Zik
Hello, New York
ding.
Times. New
Oh,
York Times.
you picked up while the phone was still ringing. Yes, my name is La. I live in Schenectady, New York, and I feel like I have a good op-ed angle for a story that I could write and send to you, and something
Well,
that probably.
let me interrupt you, sir. I'll forward your call to intake. Is that what it's called? Intake.
Intake.
I'll forward your
Is it
call
already
into.
dead? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'll forward your call into story intake, line 9.
Oh, okay.
So in case we get disconnected, call back. Hold on. I'm gonna forward you to story intake number 9. Hello,
Hello.
story intake.
Is this my brother Law?
No, this is story intake. How
You
can I
sound like
help
a. You sound
you?
just like
Excuse
my
me,
brother-in-law.
sir. Story intake, how may I help you?
Story intake sounds like you work for like a hospice or something or a hospital.
Do you want to play this game or not?
I don't like it's not going anywhere.
It is if you just keep with me, because I'm going to be a rich gay who's going to shoot you down, because I don't believe poor gays exist. I
But we
work for the New
do.
York
We do.
Times. Look at my rings.
You think Dorothy Gale was rich? Is that it? She inspired an entire generation of homosexuals.
And this is exactly why I wouldn't go anywhere. Because either if you call or I call, we get an immediate fight with the person. You think Dorothy Gale, you think Joan Crawford? Click. Oh, law was another chance blown by the Law Brothers.
And we didn't even call them. We just improved it, and guess what? We've already failed at our own
We failed.
improv.
Well,
Oh,
all
Lord.
right, so that's out.
All right.
We've never teamed up to do anything. We've never did a project together. And I don't say like you writing something for me to read is teaming up for something. It's that's working together. What if we did, like, if we were talented enough to have like the poor man's song and dance duo?
Poor
Brothers,
man.
the brothers dance. No, I don't
I'm
know.
not sure anybody's going to pay to see that law. Although it could be a freak show. Do you mean it has like a freak show element to it?
Yeah, I could do that. We could do something like that.
Yeah, we're not
I saw
ashamed. Oh, well, we are
there's a
ashamed, but
very
that's the whole point.
well, there's a very funny YouTube video from years ago of a very out of shape, heavy set woman and her heavy set partner. And the partner put this big balloon over the heavy set girl, and then she hooked it up to a pump. And the balloon blew up like a big balloon. So all that you saw were the two legs. And she was like bouncing around the stage. But all of a sudden, the pump went the wrong way and it sucked the air out. And this poor girl was suffocating on stage, giant girl with underneath the rubber mask, trying for help. Please, Law, we could do something like that.
She's a.
Because
You said
that
she
went.
was AI law. Does this would mean we get seriously injured? I mean, we can barely make it up and down these stairs. So, you really think we're going to go on stage and roll
Maybe we should just do videos of you and I walking up and down the stairs. Oh, we could play the symphony. This is we're two old gay men trying to do anything they can to lose weight and to be healthy so they have a better future. And the only way we can exercise is going up and down these creaky stairs.
I've got a better one, Law. I've got an even
Okay.
better one.
Okay.
Piggybacking on that, what about if we do like the homophobia and the fat phobia that we face on a day-to-day basis whenever we leave the house? Like we actually have our cameras out, and when we're walking in, Central Park in Schenectady, people shouting at us and laughing at us and calling us, those fat queers and things like that. What about if we started doing like TikToks on those? Because we get a lot of sympathy on those, and we could probably get what's it called? Monetized, right? We could make some money that way. Are
I'm game.
you do you have pride? I don't have any pride. Why not go for it?
I don't have pride, but it's winter and we can't really run around outside now.
Well, it'd be perfect time, right? We're like these freezing old pathetic losers. And and we could hold
Oh, we
hands,
could maybe
so people knew that we
do
were
maybe at, yeah,
together
go
and
ahead.
or thought that we were together, and they shout homophobic things at us, and we could get sympathy. And then we could get, like I said, we get monetized by like the, I don't know, Glad or something.
That
Maybe
works if people don't know us. Can you
Costco.
imagine? Can you imagine somebody who recognizes us from Schenectady and they see us walking hand in hand? I knew they were into incest, those two creeps. Look at them. Everything we ever said about them is true.
Everything
And then
backfires.
you and I chase them down the street. We're not boyfriends. We're not. We're just playing boyfriends.
One of us falls when we're chasing them down the street, and the other one has to leave him there because he can't move.
And
Oh,
instead of going
rock.
viral because of sympathy, they go viral because they got what we deserved. But we could, instead of being outside, we could maybe go to places we could go to, God damn it. Everything is so complicated for us. I was going to say we could go to Walmart, but that's how many bus rides to Walmart. But we could, if we
Well,
could
there's no
get to
upstairs in
Walmart.
Walmart, right? We have to like get us doing something that makes it shows how hard it is for us to take the stairs and get through turnstiles and things like that,
Or
right?
if we could get to Walmart or a store like that, we could, I could film you trying to find things that fit and nothing fits.
Well,
And
yeah. Or
we
like in the
can
camping aisle, right? Looking for
the camping aisle
pants.
or the ladies' lingerie.
Oh yes, because that would trigger some homophobia, right? If we were in the ladies' aisle looking for giant
Anything for
dildos,
attention, right? Anything for
la, we got to go
attention.
for it. Why not? What do we have to lose? We've lost everything else.
All right, so when we do Walmart, maybe we could just do the library to start. Well, it'd be funny to bring clothes to the library to try on. I don't know if we could. I don't want to contribute to homophobia. I'm happy about people
It's
making
not
fun of us
that.
for
It's
that.
homophobia contributing to us, Law. It's making money off of homophobia. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, but wouldn't you laugh at anybody our size in Walmart trying to slip on a, you know, a teen panty?
Yeah, what's your
I'd
point?
laugh.
No.
I don't know. All
I'm
right,
just
well,
saying, Law,
laugh at my pain.
don't shit all over it before you've even written a single thing down.
All
We got
right,
to work
so
this.
that's one good artistic prospect that has a chance of making us some money.
Well, I
Going to
did actually.
Walmart and trying on inappropriate clothing and filming it for YouTube or TikTok.
TikTok.
Okay.
Do you know how to use TikTok? I mean, I don't actually know how to do it.
We could figure
I
it
don't even
out.
know what
We
it is.
figured this out.
That's
We
true.
figured
You're good at it. As long as we can continue to steal
TikTok.
somebody else's internet service, we're fine. We're golden.
TikTok. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's one thing we can do.
So, La, the other thing I wanted to tell you is because it's been so cold and I haven't been able to leave the house, and I don't have actually another survival job yet, I started writing a play about grandma.
Really?
Yeah. But instead of
Is it a
making
night?
us
Is
two
it like a
twins that she beats all
horror?
the time, I made us into one person. And
Well, one person is an easier target for her.
yeah, well, no, she's actually kind of she th in this one in the play I've written so far. Anyway, everybody's dead except grandma and this guy, her grandson, who's kind of like in his early 30s and he's kind of a loser. Can't failure to launch, but he's got to take care of her, and she's actually like dependent on her. So she loves him. She's a lot nicer on paper than she was in real life, and he is kind of. He's kind of brutal with her once in a while because he's always shouting at her and stuff like that. But she's no victim, that's for sure. Anyway, I'll show you what do you call it? I'll show you a copy of what I've got so far, the first scene done. And, we could do a staged reading right here on our own house. We didn't have to climb the stairs. You could just do it from down there, and I could do it from up here.
I am going to sue you for everything you have for stealing our life story and bastardizing the truth. No, that
Well,
sounds great. That I would love that. That's maybe that's what we can do, and that would gain us a little bit of attention and success, and most of all, money, and that which would follow heat. I'm game
oh,
law. Good job.
see, and are you doing anything like acting wise? Because you're going to
No,
have to
no,
get your
no. Well, it's
chops
so.
for these videos we're going to make.
Well, it's so cold. What am I going to do? Everything's already cast for the seasons here in the Capital District.
What about,
And
well, I don't know,
I'm
you
me.
could do like scenes and memorize a monologue or something like that, just to get, it's
Just
been
for
a while since
myself?
you've done something.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that. Didn't somebody send us a poem or something? A
Yes,
poem on failure,
one of our,
one of our
oh,
smart listeners.
I do need your, because you used to work for a vet, so I want to ask you about this latest dog that I have before we
Yeah.
get to the poem. He
Yeah.
seems to be pissing and shitting everywhere. Should I
What's
just
the
sit him out in the
difference?
cold?
You do. What's the difference?
I'm
That's
a little
probably
bit of
why
a
he
tramp.
does it. He probably watches what you do. I don't know, Lyle. You have to take him out more, but the problem is you got to go up and down those stairs to take
Exactly.
him out more. Do you want to bring him down here and I'll work with him for a little bit since I have less stairs than you? And I'll take him in and out till he's a little better, and then you can have him.
Yeah, let's do that. Because I'm a little worried about I'm getting injured trying to walk my dog out of the house.
Well, we also can't find him a home if he's not housebroken, and he'll be your dog forever.
Well, I've had a lot of luck with that, with the vet that I've been bringing people to, and they do, take care of them and give them their shots and stuff like that. It's just they have a hard time finding homes for them.
Bring him down here to me, and
All
I'll
right.
do my best. I'll try to be. He's got to be taken out more frequently. Every time after he eats, when he wakes up from a nap, got to make sure you're on top of it and you take him out.
Oh, there's so much to learn. Well, I just got a note that a message that we have 10 minutes left in our Zoom call. So let me get to this poem. It's
This
called,
poem was very, just very sad.
you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
Why don't we let's take every other line.
Let's read it
Let's
together. All
make
right.
this thing
Let's take every other line.
together.
It's
Let's harmonize it.
called Failure by Amos Russell. I bet you it was sent to us by a listener. I bet you it's famous. So I'll do the first line. Ready? Failure is a rocky hill.
Climb it. Climb it with a will.
Failure is a broken bone.
Set it. Grin and do not drone.
Failure is a tangled string.
Eh?
Puzzle. Puzzle.
Puzzle. Puzzle out the knotted thing.
Failure is a river swift.
Swim it. Swim it and do not drift.
Failure is a black morass.
Cross it. There are tufts of grass.
Failure is a treacherous pit.
Scramble. Clamber out of it.
Clamber up.
Slumber.
Failure is an inky night.
Sing. Expect.
Failure is an ugly coal.
Fuse it to a diamond soul.
Don't you know? Well, that's
I
nice. I
gotta
like that.
wait a
See?
minute. I got my I'm running out of battery. Let me just plug in my computer. Hold on, hold on. Stay with me.
Ooh, Mr.
Talk to the
Fancy can plug
audience.
in his computer. So, what should I do while you're off screen, Law? We're doing an actual podcast, and you get up and you decide you're going to plug in your computer. Oh my God. Well, let me
Not
tell you
bad.
about the first report card that my brother-in-law got in first grade. We skipped
What?
kindergarten. Nothing.
I still have the bruises. First
So
report
blood
card.
stains on it
I didn't
and
know
jelly.
our teachers were snitches, gonna tattle on us and what we did there.
Know, right? That
What a
was a that
rude
was
surprise that was.
everybody else like knew what a report card was. We thought it was like some sort of some sort of affidavit or some sort of
Well, I thought it was just like means you were
being
there
served.
and poured on your work. And our parents didn't care anyway.
No, well, no, but they, grandma.
So,
She, grandma who couldn't even read English, right? She was like, "What is this?"
remember she'd hold it upside down and act like I knew what I'm reading and I'm looking this upside down and she still beat the hell out of us.
Oh, I miss her so.
And it's funny,
Anyway.
she just assumed we were bad and the grades were bad and she was right. So it didn't matter. Whatever it was, we were going to get that shit beat out of us.
Well, we said something. I remember one of us said something about how we had, by going to first grade, we were better educated than she'd been back in the old country. And I think, isn't that where she got like the pasta machine or something and tried to put ring our run our fingers through
Yes.
it?
Yes.
Memories.
She got the little pinch of my belly and she tried to push the belly fat through it.
I'm
Over,
gonna make the
over,
past.
not over. And this is the woman that you're writing a play about, and you made her a little nicer than she was
Well,
to us.
I, you know why you
What's
can't.
a little nicer than that?
You can't do a transcript of how evil they really were. Nobody would even believe it.
Are
So
you
I
going to
had to
tell her
give her
how she
some.
made us sit on the stove with our
Well,
bare ass?
I'll get there eventually, but it's she's got to have some humanity, or people aren't going to want to watch it. They're not going to think it's real, even though it is.
I think there's a little bit of her humanity still left in the bed she died in on downstairs.
That's DNA.
We should probably shake out those blankets one day,
You do
free
it.
that DNA so it can float to hell or
I
sink to hell.
don't. That's maybe why we're so tortured, is that her spirit is still here torturing us.
I have an idea, serious idea. We've never really cleaned out that apartment. We just rent it as it is to some
Right.
indigent who stays there for a couple of weeks and makes it worse.
Right.
Maybe we could clean it out and have a do a class or something. You could do a writing class and I'll do a
Oh, that's a
acting
good idea.
class
You
for
could do improv classes or acting classes.
something.
I mean, you are a classically trained actor, right?
I don't know about classically, but I do have experience. I could, because for that, I just have to sit in a chair and
Right?
hold a stick, and you'd have to sit in it. We wouldn't have to do
Stick.
anything. The main thing would be cleaning that place out. And the problem is, this
Lot.
is what we don't think about. If we
You
throw a
is
bunch of stuff, no, I'm not that
brilliant.
brilliant.
That is
No, I'm
perfect.
not. It's a good idea, but what do we do? We'd have to put all the stuff in the
Well,
apartment in the backyard.
don't shit on your own idea before you got it out of your mouth. We gotta look down. We'll sit down. We'll write up a list of things we have to do, and we'll see what's possible.
Well, we can't put
Don't
anything
be
on the
so negative
curb.
all the time. What do you have to be
I'm
negative about?
not
You've had a great
negative.
life.
I'm a thinker. I'm a thinker and I'm a doer. So we'd have to pile everything up in the backyard because if we can't put it on the curb, it's going to bring attention that we still live here. So we
That's
just have
true.
to make sure where we throw the stuff out, we have to put it in the backyard, just pile it up.
Well, I wish we could burn it
Let's do
somewhere. I wish
that.
we
You
put it in the
think we could
furnace.
handle that?
I think we could, Lyle. I mean, people fall for, I mean, people take classes all the time, that aren't formally, sanctioned by the state or something like that. We could do it.
Well, they can look up that you published a book and I was on TV shows.
Yes.
I don't,
And
I
we
mean,
could use your old headshot from 1993 when you were on Frasier.
no, we can't. Because when they actually see me in person, they'd run. I'd have to show them, maybe I'll put my hair in we'll do some soft focus, something like that.
That, I don't know if there's any focus, fo
Oh,
focus,
the
focus soft enough.
soft focus.
Well, we need to wrap up this episode. We're running out of time.
Oh, don't we have a mail or those don't we have a letter?
Well, we had one a few weeks ago when we were talking to Dan Guyton, but I didn't want to read it because I was so embarrassed to, with all his accomplishments, to read this, the
Well,
only letter that we got, email that we got. But I'll read it now because he's not here. We have no
and how
guest.
do people, before you do, how do people write us if they want to? It's
Half Alive
halfalive
Podcast.
at gmail.com.
Let me
Half
do that
Alive
again.
Podcast at gmail.com.
A green amplify law. All right, ready?
What'd I do?
Dear Law and Law, whatever happened to your bastard brother? You haven't mentioned him this season. So that's why I didn't want to read it out loud, because it was kind of mean, wasn't it? Like last season we talked about having this brother who our father had sired, who managed to somehow get into one of the many, probably, that we managed to who managed to get a hold of us and was eventually looking for maybe a little payout from dad's estate. Dad's
Fun.
estate.
Let's give them grandma's blankets.
Her
We found
bones.
these. There's gold dust in there. We tell them it's gold dust, but it's really skin flakes.
Do you think her bones are still in there?
Oh, I know her bones aren't in there, but her matted hair is still in the pillow. We're gonna have to really just face it after what, 15 years or whatever.
I guess
Cleaning
so.
that place out. And I don't know if we're ever going to hear from him again. I suppose we'll hear from him if we do become a big success someday. You
Well,
know,
I mean, we don't know what to tell you, dear reader.
I do. I have trolled him on Facebook, but he hasn't made a new post since like 2017. So I
He
don't
does
know what
have
he's doing.
kind of a funny name. His name is Todd Von Gool, and I can't remember where he lives, like Mechanicville or something like that. And I mean, he's just one of many people that my father might have sired and not even known about. And you know, we feel bad for him because he was, you know, raised by somebody else and never knew our father. But on the other hand, I feel like not knowing our father isn't such a terrible thing, right?
The luckiest bastard of all of us.
Well, listeners, it turns out when they said we had 30
Well,
minutes for a Zoom call, we had 30 minutes for a Zoom call, so we got cut off and we've started another one, but we're just going to wrap things up so we don't waste any more of your time.
that's right. And pretty soon, if we're successful and our goals, we'll be able to actually buy time. We won't have to use free Zoom anymore.
Yes, I
So
was.
anyway, like my wonderful brother said, it's
Stop.
time to wrap it up for episode 5, season 3 of Half Alive with the Law Brothers. Thank you for listening. You're the reason why we endure this cruel world.
That and quick boil pasta. Stay with us because we have more great guests lined up for the season. Well, we don't really, but we're going to try to find
Well, we
some.
don't, but we'll find somebody, and hopefully we won't freeze to death before bringing them to you. Now, please, Locke, either I go upstairs, you get downstairs, please, and help me figure out what to do with the window. I really need help. Do you have duct tape upstairs?
I need a nap first, lie
Oh,
before I deal with.
I'm freezing. Well, I'm going to come up there and cuddle with you in that damn closet because I am going to literally freeze to death if you don't help me.
I'll help you. I'll be down in a minute. Hopefully, it won't be, you know, it won't be like
Is
I'm falling
it a
down.
law minute or a real minute?
It's a law minute. It's gay time.
All right, well, I'll just hurry up, but thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, brother.
Bye.
Bye.